Hello, everybody.
Very glad to be this afternoon with you for this conference. If on Saturday afternoon around 3 p.m. You would be around us, you would say, you would hear, bonjour, this is Radio J600, which is the radio of the tradition, the local traditions of Jumet, one address, one phone number, and she would give you the phone number. But I'm going to talk about Susie later in the presentation. So if I'm talking about Jumet, and let's go back in time, in the mist of time, Jumet has been around for more than 633 years. There's something which is outside the local tradition. It is actually an event that is listed on the material heritage of humanity. It's the so-called Tour de la Madeleine, and the people who walk, this is actually a walk, are called the Madeleineux. Let's go again back in time, but then until 1980, with the time of the first free radios, two Madeleineux, Claude van der Elst, and someone who was passionate about sound, Jean-Marie Bourdière, decided to celebrate the 600th anniversary of this walk of La Madeleine de Jumet in Lyon. But these people were a bit sorry because no one talked about this event and the organization of this event. So with a third colleague, they decided to launch a radio, and this is the birth of Radio J600. J for Jumet, and 600 to celebrate the anniversary of this Walk of La Madeleine, which was organized for the 600 times. On the 2nd of April 1980, the very first free radio of the region of Charleroi was the very first at that time to broadcast its first program. And we were broadcasting only on Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Then, on July the 20th, 1980, the very first live reporting was broadcast on the walk, on this walk of La Madeleine. It was pouring down, pouring cats and dogs, you know, as is traditional in Belgium. A non-profit organization was created on April the 28th, 1982, with new premises found on Rue Houtard, and more members joined the team of Radio J600. Along the years, J600 received from the Walloon Cultural Union the so-called crystal cockerel for the quality of their programs and the fact that they were promoting the culture. Since 1990, the general of this Madeleine walk got the medal for their participation to this walk, to this march. J600 has no subsidies, no sponsor at that time, no commercial advertising, so no money. And the announcements for associations were free of charge. So J600 was living on the will and the generosity of its listeners and its audience. And a few years ago, it has been supported by the Federation, the French-speaking community in Belgium. Next, you can think about why the audience is happy to listen to this local radio, whereas they can also have access to public radios. Maybe it's because our programs, our shows are very good, because our music is good, there is no advertisement or no advertising, but it's certainly due to the fact that this radio is interested in the people and in the associations of people of the region. We also took part in events, in celebrations, in local initiatives, and this radio also is really part of the life of neighborhoods in Jumet. So, who are we? A committee, But certainly loyal listeners, a loyal audience which has been supporting us for 33 years. But we also have the support of the Federation Wallonia-Brussels. Because even if we have more and more listeners, we cannot escape the fact that the crisis is hitting and people have less and less money. So it means that we need to adapt ourselves. We need to adapt and to renew our staff. If I get back to the past, Susie is 93 now, and she is our oldest host, and the youngest one is 17 and is busy with sports. So yes, we need to think about the future within Radio J600. It's not easy. We need to think about succession plan to attract young hosts. And a young one was contacting us a few years ago to ask whether he could actually become a host to a show for younger people in our radio of old people. So we need also to think about the new technologies. Not easy for the people with more, shall I say, knowledge or experience, but not easy either for the youngsters who would like to go a little bit quicker. So for 3 years we've moved to the internet, and we have now just finished to improve upon the well-being of hosts and listeners. In this, we have bought a software called Jazzler. Maybe our president will talk about this a bit later. We'll see. And for, let's say, the old people, it's not always easy to work with this software. Could we talk about a mixture that is, or a mix that is homogeneous? Not so easy, because moving to this is not so easy for all our hosts, but it's possible with some respect and tolerance. During meetings between the old and the young, and the young ones, it's not always easy to find or to strike a balance. We need also to take into consideration the opinion of listeners and of the audience, because they are very important for us. Since the beginning of the year, we have been broadcast 24/7. Radio J600 also is very specific, because each host can decide upon their own program. So 2013 for us is a milestone, especially moving towards younger hosts, but it's true also in terms of new technologies that we try to integrate in our radio. We have a very young group hosting shows various evenings in the week, and on Saturday afternoon we have another cultural show or cultural program 100%. Now, the youngest generation is, let's say, working with oldest generation, working with CDs, with discs, if not even more treasures that they still have. But that's also a memory, that's also a heritage we would like to keep, because J600 is actually a living memory or a talking memory. For our listeners and beyond the radio, there is someone behind the microphone and not an equipment, a piece of equipment. When they have worries, we can be considered as social worker, because we have heard people rejoicing, crying, talking about what they live really and what they feel. Now, how about the future? The future is about the Madeleine March. It's part of our local traditions, it's part of our origin. But the future is also about young reporters, it's also about new technologies. We were still using minidisc, and sometimes we still use them. But anyway, it's also about carrying on what we've always done with the people, for the people, exactly such as the title today. It's also about trusting these young people who would like to work for a radio station. It's also having young interns who are very talented people. What are the obstacles? It's not always easy to reconcile your career with this voluntary work. Another obstacle, of course, now the leisures. There are plenty of leisures. We need also to reconcile youth and experience. We must deal with the public service radio. We need also to keep up with the increasing evolution of new technologies. It's also about seeking money. It's also misunderstandings with the SABAM about copyrights and fair pay. But what are the advantages of such a community radio? Well, the hosts can decide upon their program. They're closer to the society, the people and their listeners or the audience. It's also a place where people can meet. It's a way to promote local activities. It's a way to promote young artists who might not be broadcast on other media. It's also about passion. It's about a factual vision on the evolution, but it's also a place where you can express yourself. And in conclusion, to speed up, during this conference we have felt very small but still very important. We are able to do a lot. Sometimes we feel lost in an ocean of radios, and the more the media environment is changing, the more we can see a lack of communication. So maybe community radios can play their part and they can fill that void. And on our small plot of land, sometimes we realize that many things are being done from a social, cultural, but also educational point of view. And it's not conveyed by the major media. So our mission is also about promoting this change, having a very open mindset, and that's also what we call faire de la radio, to be part of a radio station. Thank you.